弟兄姐妹们平安。
Morning, brothers and sisters. Peace be with you.
我们很高兴在一起敬拜。
We are so grateful that we can worship together.
我们敬拜后还会一起开年终会友大会。
After the service today, we will have the members meeting today.
我们一起来数算神的恩典。
Let's count God's blessings.
也讨论我们家里的事。
And also discuss what's happening in our big family of church.
一起享受在主里面的满足的快乐。
And we enjoy the complete joy in Christ.
然后我们在讲道前，我希望请大家做一件事。
Before I start my sermon today, I have something to ask you to do.
我希望大家用一两分钟的时间。
Using a minute or two.
你想一想你在祷告的时候。
Think about your prayers.
你想到主耶稣基督。
You think about Christ.
你这个有什么样的形象在你的脑子里面会出现？
What kind of image comes to your mind?
你脑子里会出现耶稣哪一个形象？
What is the image of Christ coming to your mind?
我给大家60秒钟，你想一想看。
60 seconds counting down.
One
minute is a long time.
有没有什么形象在你的脑子里出现呢？
Any image coming to your mind of Christ?
是不是主耶稣在那边痛苦被鞭打的时候痛苦的样子呢？
Is that the expression of agony on his face,
是不是主
when he was being striped?
是不是主耶稣在教导人的那种严肃的样子呢？
Or his serious face when he's teaching?
或者主耶稣在医治病人的时候那种忧伤怜悯的样子呢？
Or the merciful expression on his face when he was healing somebody?
或者主耶稣基督他是万王之王他在审判人的样子呢？
Or is the king of the kings that he is judging people?
你们有没有人愿意分享一下你刚才你脑子里面想到耶稣什么形象没有啊？
Anyone would like to share the expression of Jesus coming to your mind?
有没有别的形象？
Anything else than what I have listed?
慈爱的形象啊。
A very great, a merciful God.
好，不知道大家有没有留意。
I don't know, have you noticed this?
在我们的办公室里面。
In our office.
有一幅是耶稣在大笑的那个形象。
There's a picture of Jesus laughing.
这位送给我的姐妹告诉我。
The sister who gave me this picture told me the story behind this picture.
她说这个画是一个死刑犯在监狱里面，他用那个石头刻在他的墙上的。
This picture was done by a prisoner that he was had death sentence in the prison. He used a rock to carve the wall and then come to this picture.
我相信他在监狱里面信耶稣。
He came to Christ in the jail.
或者在监狱里面悔改。
Or he repented for his sins in jail.
他无法逃避这个法律给他的那个惩罚。
He cannot run away from the punishment that he deserved in the jail.
但是神却赐给他赦免的恩典，赐他永生。
But God has forgiven him and given him everlasting life.
特别赐给他属天的喜乐。
And also give him the joy from heaven above.
我们从这幅画我们看不出来是一个。有任何的忧伤的那种的情绪在里面。
You don't see any sorrow on Jesus' face in this painting.
喜乐是神赐给我们的礼物。
Joy is a gift from God.
是无人可以夺走的。
No one can take that away from you.
让我们一起来祷告。
Let's start with a word of prayer.
天父，我们感谢你。
Father God, we thank you.
谢谢你与我们同在。
Thank you for your being among us.
谢谢你的救恩。
Thank you for your salvation.
特别谢谢圣灵。
Thank you, Holy Spirit,
可以引导我们
for guiding us,
教导我们
teaching us,
赐我们喜乐的心
give us a joyful heart.
求主今天与我们同在
Pray that, Lord, you be with us today.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
Amen. 其实圣经里面、有很多关于神的、神喜乐的教导。
There are many teaching about God,、the joy from God in the Bible.
圣经说神是喜乐的神。
God is a joyful God.
我们请那个碧君帮我打开我讲到的好，我们看到在这个诗篇四十三篇。
In Psalm chapter 43.
三到五节我们可以一起来读。
Verse 3-5.
他说求你发出你的亮光和真实。哎呦，这个字有点小哈。对。好，如果能看的啊，或者听我读哈，听我读。
Those who have good eyes, you can read it. Otherwise, listen to our reading.
求你发出你的亮光和真实，好引导我，带我到你的圣山，到你的居所，我就走到神的祭坛，到我最喜爱的神那里。神啊，我的神，我要弹琴称赞你。好，这个英文的你们可以自己读啊。
3-5 or 3-4. 3-5. 3-4. 3-4. 3-4. 3-4. 3-4. 3-4. 3-4. 3-4. 3-4. 3-4. 3-4. 3-4. 3-4. 3-4. 3-4. 3-4. 3-4. 3-4. 3-4. 3-4. 3-4. 3-4. 3-4. 3-4. 3-4. 3-4. 3-4. 3-4. 3-4. 3-4. 3-4. 3-4. 3-4. 3-4. 3-4. 3-4. 3-4. 3-4. 3-4. 3-4. 3-4. 3-4. 3-4. 3-4. 3-4. 3-4. 3-4. 3-4. 3-4. 3-4. 3-4. 3-4. 3-4. 3-4. 3-4. 3-4. 3-4. 3-4. 3-4. 3-4. 3-4. 3-4. 3-4. 3-4. 3-4. 3-4. 3-4. 3-4. 3-4. 3-4. 3-4. 3-4. 3-4 to your holy hill and to your tabernacle. Then I will go to the altar of God, to God my exceeding joy, and on the harp I will praise you, O God, my God.
那神怎样来与人分享他的喜乐呢？
How does God share his joy with us?
我们从旧约就可以看到神通过创造来分享他的喜乐。
In the Old Testament, we can see that God shared his joy through the creation.
他创造宇宙万物和人类以后，
After he created the world,
圣经说他看一切是好的，
he sees everything was good.
然后那个时候的人跟神的关系，
At that time, the relationship between God and man,
人跟人的关系，
and between the relationship between men and humans,
人跟自己的关系，
and the relationship with ourselves,
还有跟大自然的关系，
and the relationship with human and the creations,
都是非常好的。
It was all the relations are in good condition,
而且是非常令人满足的。
And also it was you bring us complete joy,
那是一种完美的关系。
It was a perfect relationship,
也赐人满足的喜乐。
And it would bring us complete joy.
我们看到《使徒行传》十四章十七节。
In Acts chapter
14, 章十七节
14:17,
保罗在给那个给人传福音的时候，
when Paul was evangelized to people,
然后他就引用了上帝创造给人带来满足的这样的一个信息。
He quoted it from the creation that the complete joy.
然后圣经说，上帝他显示他的证据。
That God has showing himself to us.
如常施恩惠，从天降雨，赏赐丰年，叫你们饮食饱足，满心喜悦。
He has shown kindness by giving you rain from heaven and crops in the season, and he provides you with plenty of food and fills your heart with joy.
很可惜人后来犯罪。
Unfortunately, the sin happened.
始祖犯罪以后，人就离开神。
After sin has entered the world, human are separated from God.
而且离开了神所赐的喜乐。
And this joy from God is also separated from us.
经文告诉我们，地要受咒诅。
And it says that the earth was cursed.
妇女生产要痛苦。
Women have to endure labor pain.
男人要汗流满面才能糊口。
Men have to work all day long in order to provide for the family.
而且人从此就到神以外去寻找喜乐。
And men start to find joy outside of God.
通过吃喝了。
Through food,
通过男女关系了，
through relationships,
甚至通过犯罪伤害人来找到满足，
or through sins, like hurting others, you know, to find satisfaction.
虽然如此，
even so,
神还是没有放弃人类，
God did not give up on humans.
他没有停止赐人喜乐，
God didn't want to stop giving us joy.
光旧约圣经关于这个欢笑的记载就有六十来次。
In the Old Testament, we can see that the word laughter has appeared over 60 times.
我来考考大家，旧约里面第一次讲到笑这个字是在什么时候？
Let me give you a pop quiz. When is the first time the Bible has recorded the word laugh?
有没有人举手啊？
Anyone
who's 已经看见了啊、已经看见。我应该叫你来一个关子哈，对。好，旧约当中 对对对，这里没有第一次啊。我
他是说他看到了。
哦，他看到了。哦哦，那你就不要，你就不要举手了，毕竟不要举手了啊。
Anita said that she has
inside information, 有没有人圣经里面第一次记载笑这个字？
Anyone knows the answer that where is the first time recorded about laughter? A woman.
哦，亚当看着夏娃就笑是吧？肯定你是看着。
When Adam saw Eve, that he laughed.
啊，有点太早了哈。其实是在创世纪的十七章十七节。
A little too early in Genesis chapter 17.
神对一个百岁老人说。
God talked to a 100-year-old man. He said.
然后你的九十岁的妻子要明年要生孩子了。
Your wife, who is 90 years old, will give birth to a child.
大家就想起来是谁了哈、啊、
？You remember who that was?
啊，就是亚伯拉罕。
Abraham.
亚伯拉罕当时的时候听到这样的消息。
When Abraham heard of the news,
他一边笑一边就说。
He was laughing and he said.
百岁的人还能生子吗？
How can a 100-year-old man give birth to a child?
九十岁的这个莎拉还能够生子吗？
For my wife Sarah, in her 90 years old, how can she bear a child?
啊，后来其实莎拉也在笑。
And okay, we can also see that Sarah was laughing too.
觉得不可思议。
This is impossible.
但是我们知道神啊，就是他的应许就这样成就了。
But God fulfilled His promise.
然后到了第二年的时候
，Second year，
他们真的有了孩子
，They have a child，
而且神就让他们取一个名字
，And they gave this baby a name。
亚伯拉罕的儿子叫什么名字啊
？What is the name of Abraham's child？
啊，以撒就是希伯来文什么意思啊
？Esau in Hebrew means
啊，以撒的名字哈。以撒的名字是他在笑。
It means he laughs.
我们看到旧约当中，他描述米赛亚救主的时候
，We can see that in the Old Testament's description of Messiah.
他们仰望一个救主来临。
They're waiting for Messiah's coming.
他不只是带来和平、医治和救恩
，Not just for the peace, healing, and salvation.
也会带来喜乐。
But also joy.
然后先知很早就预言神要在他的救恩当中赐人喜乐。
Prophets has already prophesied long time ago that when Jesus comes, he will fulfill the joy.
我们看到以赛亚书六十一章一到二节。
Isaiah 61 verse 1 to 2.
啊，圣经这样说：主耶和华的灵在我身上，因为耶和华膏了我，叫我传福音给困苦的人。差遣我去医治伤心的人，向被掳的宣告自由，向被囚的宣告释放，宣告耶和华悦纳人的喜年和我们的神报仇的日子，安慰悲哀的人。
The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives.And openings of the prison to those who are bound, and to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord, and the day of vengeance of our Lord, to comfort all who mourn.
我们看到这就是救恩当中的喜乐。
This is the joy in salvation.
是上帝悦纳的这种喜乐。
It's a kind of joy that God accepts.
神赦免我们的喜乐。
God forgives us if we receive the joy.
神释放我们的喜乐。
God also releases us so we receive the joy.
神赐我们自由的喜乐。
It gives us liberty and joy.
然后这样的喜乐就在耶稣基督里面就成就了。
This is a joy that in completion in Christ.
主耶稣基督就把这样的救恩中的喜乐赐给了我们。
God has granted us this joy from salvation.
我们看到下一周就是预灵节的第一个礼拜了哈。
Next week is the first week of Advent.
然后下个礼拜六在我们的门口，教会门口会开始一个纪念，就是。放圣诞树的形式哈。
We will have a celebration by a ceremony by the next Saturday, prepare a Christmas tree outside of our lounge.
他们还有一个乐队会来，还会有人唱歌，还会跳舞哈。
There will be a band. It will be dancing and singing.
好，欢迎大家都来哈。
We welcome everyone to join us.
主耶稣基督他来到世界。
When Jesus came to this world,
其实他还没有出生之前，他就给人带来喜乐了。
Before he was born, he brought joy to us already.
首先我们看到在主耶稣之前就施洗约翰他先降生。
Before Jesus was born, John the Baptist was born.
我们看到圣经就预言这个施洗约翰降临会带给人带来喜乐。
We can see from the scripture that before Jesus was born, he would bring us joy.
路加福音一章十四节说，你必欢喜快乐，有许多人因他出世也必喜乐。
Luke 1:14 says, and you will have joy and gladness, and many will rejoice at his birth.
然后在加伯列向玛利亚去报喜信的时候，
when Angel Gabriel went to Mary, right?
给玛利亚报喜信的时候，
to Mary to announce of Jesus coming.
然后有一个翻译是这样说的，
there is a translation says this.
他说，喜乐吧，充满恩典的女子。
Rejoice, you know, woman of
充满恩典的女子。
Blessed are you.
上主与你同在了。
God be with you.
我们看到当玛利亚后来就去探访她的这个表姐姐以利沙伯的时候，
When Mary went to visit her cousin Elizabeth.
然后当时这个耶稣还在妈妈的这个母胎里面，母腹里面。
When Jesus was still in the womb in Mary.
我们看到当这个玛利亚跟伊丽莎伯去问候的时候，
When Mary greeted Elizabeth,
伊丽莎伯 就这样说，
Elizabeth says this,
她说， 你问安问候的声音一到我的耳朵里，
When you come to greet me,
然后胎儿就在我的腹中欢喜踊跃，
My baby lives in me.
你看到主耶稣基督在母腹里面就让另外一个在母腹里的孩子欢欣喜乐。
Jesus, even when he was in the womb of Mary, he made the other baby who is in the womb of another woman leap for joy.
我们看到主耶稣第一个神迹是水变酒的神迹。
The first miracle Jesus performed was to change the water into wine.
神祝福婚姻当中的喜乐。
God blessed the joy in marriage.
主耶稣教导当中有曾经教导个八个福气。
Jesus also taught the eight blessings.
我就不晓得有没有人会记得这个八个福气是什么哈。
The eight blessings, can you remember?
有人讲一个吗？八个福气当中的一个。清心的人有福了，还有吗？
Blessed are the pure in heart.
哀恸，饥渴慕义，虚心的，有八个这样的福气哈。
Good job, go to Matthew and check it.
好。还另外有一种翻译，它不是翻译成这个祝福，它是翻译成八个喜乐。
But there is another translation in a Good News translation. Instead of saying that blessed are so and so, it says happy are so and so.
什么样的人是喜乐的人呢？
What kind of people are happy people?
是虚心的人是喜乐的。
The humble are happy.
怜悯人的人是喜乐的。
Those who are merciful to others are happy.
为义受逼迫的人是喜乐的。
Be crucified for Christ, persecuted for righteousness is also happy.
使人和睦的人是喜乐的。
The peacemakers are happy.
我们看到主耶稣基督去寻找迷羊的时候，
When Jesus was seeking for the lost,
他放下99只去寻找那只羊。
He laid down the 99 and looking for the lost one.
然后他说寻找到了，他就跟大家一起来喜乐。
When he found the lost one, he was leap for joy with a celebration with others.
当主耶稣基督讲到浪子的比喻的时候，
When Jesus talked about the story of the parable son,
然后大儿子就在向爸爸抱怨。
And the older son is the complaining to the father, yeah.
最后爸爸对儿子这样说，
And then the father said to the son,
他说我这个小儿子是死而复活失而又得的。
But this son was once dead and now he come back to life and he was lost and now and found.
他说我们理当欢喜快乐。
We should rejoice.
主耶稣基督他不单与人分享喜乐，
Jesus not only shared joy with us,
他也设立教会，
He also established churches.
差遣圣灵充满我们，
He sent His Holy Spirit to fill us.
充满教会，
fill the church.
也让我们去结出圣灵的果子。
And also for us to grow the fruit of spirit.
去结出这个喜乐的果子来。
To grow the fruit of joy.
也与人分享喜乐的恩典。
And also to share the joy with others.
我们看到耶路撒冷教会被圣灵充满以后。
We see that the church of Jerusalem was filled with the spirit.
从信徒到各到教会。
From the believers and to church,
大家都充满着喜乐。
Everyone was filled with joy.
他们天天同心合意，恒切的祷告。
Every day they're praising God and prayers, spend time in prayers in joy.
不单是在个人家里，也在圣殿当中。
Not only in their own homes, but also in the temple.
他们亲近神，敬拜神。
They worship God. They're close to God.
他们开开心心的吃饭。
They share meals together happily.
而且是得众民的喜爱。
And then everyone was well received.
神将得救的人天天加给他们。
And then God has granted them believers day by day.
耶路撒冷教会的那种气氛。
The kind of atmosphere in the Jerusalem church.
也是我们的教会应该有的气氛。
That's the kind of atmosphere we should thrive for.
神也希望我们的教会成为一个喜乐的教会。
God also wants our church to be a joy, filled of joy.
我们可以在敬拜当中一起来共享喜乐。
For us to share joy in our worship.
我们天天到我们所爱的神那里去。
Every day we can come to our beloved God.
诗篇十六篇十一节这样说。
Psalm chapter 16 verse 11 says,
他说你必将生命的道指示我，在你面前有满足的喜乐，在你右手中有永远的福乐。
You will show me the path of life. In your presence is fullness of joy, and your right hand are pleasure forevermore.
我们不是一定要为神做什么才喜乐的。
Not that something we have to do something for God in order to have the joy.
我们在神里面就有喜乐。
Enjoying in Christ, we should have joy.
我们跟神在一起就有喜乐。
When we are spending time with God, we should have joy.
我们跟神面对面就有喜乐。
When we face God every day, spending time with God, we should have joy.
而且在神面前，我就有满足的喜乐。
And not just joy, but a completion of joy.
主耶稣也应许我们在祷告当中也会有喜乐。
And Jesus also promised us that we will find joy in prayers.
约翰福音十六章二十四节这样说。
John chapter 16, 24.
他说向来你们没有奉我的名求什么，如今你们求也必得着，叫你们的喜乐可以满足。
Until now you have asked nothing in my name. Ask and you will receive, that your joy may be full.
我们看到在弟兄姐妹相爱的时候，也可以享受满足的喜乐。
We can enjoy the joy from God when we have brothers and sisters loving one another.
主耶稣教导我们要藏在他的爱里。
Jesus taught us to always remain in his love.
他说我已经对你们说过了。
He said, I shared this with you, I told you this.
我把这些事告诉你们。
I have told you this.
就是叫你们在神的爱里面。
So that remaining love of God.
是要叫我的喜乐存在你们心里。
So my joy will be in your hearts.
并且叫你们的喜乐可以满足。
And so your joy will be complete.
我们在一年的这个我们的这个教会的年终会有大会。
In our year-end members meeting.
啊，每一年到年终，我们都是要一起来感恩的。
At year-end, it's always a good thing for us to count God's blessings and give thanks to God.
Ivy 牧师是从加拿大来的哈。
I come from Canada.
是不是这个时候是大家特别期望过那个感恩节的时候？
Oh, no, that's American.
American 哈、啊，
Canadian,
加拿大没有，
no,
加拿大不用的。
Canadian Thanksgiving is in October. American Thanksgiving is.
哦，这个我是第一次听说哈。我本来以为加拿大跟美国一样要过感恩节的。
We both have Canadians and Americans. We both have Thanksgiving, but one is in October, one is in December. November.
啊，他说那个这个加拿大的感恩节是在十月份。
因为我们比较冷。所以我们早一点
早一点过圣啊
，Because it's colder in Canada, so harvest is earlier, so our Thanksgiving is one month early.
所以大家在11月25号不要给 Ivy 牧师送火鸡去哈。
You do not, please do not bring turkeys to my door on November 25th.
好，其实我们在一起感恩是蛮快乐的。
It's always a joyful thing when we are sharing your thanksgiving, counting our thanksgiving.
保罗说我们要常常喜乐，不住的祷告。
Paul says that you'll always give thanks and also never cease praying.
而且凡事谢恩。
Give thanks in everything.
因为这是神在基督耶稣里所定的旨意。
Because this is the will of God.
其实我在今年的侍奉当中
In my ministry this year,
也有很多感恩的事项。
There are so many things I want to give thanks to the Lord.
实在没有时间一个例举。
I don't have time to list them all.
但是我希望列举下面三件事情。
But I want to give thanks to God for the following three things.
第一就是我们教会的搬迁。
First is our church moving.
我们的教会怎么样在旧教会的时候大家一起来清理 清理教会。
How we clean together collectively clean up the old church in San Salvador.
我们怎么样大家一起来搬到了这个新的教会。
And how we move to this building.
我们想到了当时我们在这一头搬进来的时候，我们只有几位，好像是维汉、约翰还有威廉，我们就四个，还有一个是许福忠，我们五个人就在这边，在接收所有的东西。
On that day, because most of people are at the old church and packing, and then over this side to receive things, only Pastor Chen, William, Waiho, and Yuhan, and then.
韦浩不在这里，韦浩不在。William.
William. Okay, William was here, and then also another brother from the Chinese congregation.
然后我就跟郑长老打电话，我说我们需要救兵，需要救兵啊。
Pastor Chen kept on calling Elder Yibo and saying that, okay, we need people here, we need people here.
后来这个郑长老说，说老实话，我那边的人手也不够，我那边事情也很多。
He said, well, we also lack of people on the other side too.
后来大兵就过来了哈。
And then they send helpers to this side.
然后特别感动的是，还有一个特别的姐妹带着饭菜，带着菜过来。
And we also give thanks to God. There's a sister who brought a lot of lunch for us.
然后呢，给我们还一个一个都把它盛好饭，然后里边还有那个煎的大排。
And it not only brought food, but also putting on a plate, and everyone is a nice portion. There was a big pork chop on every plate.
虽然我们当时的身体很累。
Even though we were so physically tired,
但是我们的心里非常的满足，非常的快乐。
But our hearts were filled with joy.
我们要特别给我们搬家小组的弟兄姐妹，给每一位奉献在背后默默无闻奉献的，我们要献上感恩。
We should give thanks to everyone who has participated in the moving project, and also those leaders who led the whole project to completion.
另一个感恩的事项就是我们终于恢复了。我们的这个华语堂的复活营。
Another thing I want to give thanks to is that we finally revived our Easter camp. Our Easter camp.
每一年，因为以前每一年复活节我都要参加北欧联合学人的那个复活营。
Because in the past, every Easter I have to be with the students' camp.
今年我们总算有自己的复活营了。
This year, finally, we have our own Easter camp.
我们不管老老少少，我们信主不信主的。
For Christians, non-Christians, young or old.
我们有广东话的、国语的。
Cantonese or Mandarin.
我们在一起度过了难忘的两天。
We spent a very memorable two days.
我们弟兄姐妹之间都有加深了了解。
We know each other better.
我们神学小组正是做了很好的准备。
The theological group fellowship that they did the preparation.
不但是背后做了很多行政上的准备。
They did a lot of admin work.
而且带领查经，还有这个主讲主题。
Led the Bible study and also shared the worship.
实在非常的感恩。
It was a grateful event.
我相信很多弟兄姐妹还有参加过不同的营会，都有相同的感受。
Many of you have attended different camps and you must share the same feeling.
我在这里要告诉大家，我们今年还有复活营哈。
I'm sharing.
明年哈，明年还有复活营。
Next year we will have Easter camp again.
现在神学小组已经在看场地，已经在筹备了。
Our theological fellowship that already reaching seeking a proper facility.
希望大家可以积极的来参与。
So we hope that all of you will join us.
我还有一个感恩的事项，就是最近在发生的。
And there's another thing I want to give thanks to the Lord. It's still happening.
就是看到神怎么样在背后工作。
And see how God's work behind the scene.
当我们决定要在12月18号举行洗礼的时候。
When we have decided on December 18th, we will have baptism.
我们当时只有建芬和如芳姐这个弟兄，他们夫妇两个决定洗礼。
We only have one couple, 如芳和建芬, they are signed up for the baptism.
后来我们就有葡萄园这个西浪姐妹也要洗礼。
We have a sister from another fellowship also want to be baptized.
然后还有黑门的甘露的苏宁姐妹又决定洗礼。
There's another sister from another fellowship also want to be baptized.
我们又八月份又来了青怡姐妹，也在中国信了主，但是还没有洗礼，她也愿意洗礼。
In August, one sister from China, she has already accepted Jesus in Christ, in China, but she wasn't baptized, so she also want to be baptized.
然后还有一位姐妹，她一直希望到夏令会洗礼，后来疫情的缘故没有去洗成。
There's another sister, she wanted to go to summer camp to be baptized at summer camp, but because during the pandemic, so she hasn't got baptized yet.
然后她叫王天宇姐妹，她现在也愿意洗礼。
She also want to be baptized as well.
然后我们在祷告营的时候，我们教会祷告营的时候。
During our prayer event.
然后我们的碧莲姐妹啊，乌碧莲姐妹。不单信了主，他也愿意接受洗礼。
And another sister also accepted Jesus and want to be baptized.
最后还有一个非常奇妙的事情。
And there's another miraculous thing.
我在一个姐妹的丈夫的丧礼上碰到了一位弟兄。
I met a sister at her husband's funeral, and I met her son.
碰到一位弟兄，不是他的丧。
Oh, okay. I met a brother.
这位弟兄已经好久没来教会了。
This brother hasn't come to church for a long time.
然后我跟他聊天以后，他告诉我说他的两个儿子也愿意洗礼。
Oh, 他的儿子 ，OK. And after sharing with me that they say that the two sons also want to be baptized.
上个礼拜我已经带他信了主。
Last week I led them to Christ.
所以现在已经有九位弟兄姐妹要愿意洗礼。
So there will be 9 brothers and sisters getting baptized this Christmas.
我们看到这个背后都不是人的工作。
We can see that this is none of this are man's work.
都是圣灵自己在背后默默做工。
It's the work of Holy Spirit behind the scene.
也是弟兄姐妹祷告的结果。
And this is also the result of our prayers.
我希望那天成为我们全教会一起来庆祝的时候。
That day will be the celebration of our church.
大家都来教会啊，18号啊，大家都来哈，我一个个点名的啊。
December 18th.Pastor Chen would take attendance. If you heard of the news, you have to come for that day.
是的，神是一位赐喜乐的神。
God is a God of joy.
有的人说我其实有很多的困难。
Some people say that I have a lot of difficulties in my life.
我没有办法喜乐。
It's hard for me to be joyful.
但是我们看到初期教会也有很多很多的困难啊。
But we can see that from the early churches, they didn't have it easy.
然后他们不是在顺境当中他才喜乐的。
It's not because everything goes well, so they can remain joyful.
他们在患难中也是欢欢喜喜的。
But through difficulties, they remain joyful.
当我们被圣灵充满的时候，
When the Spirit filled us,
圣灵就会结出喜乐的果子来。
The Spirit will help us to grow the fruit of the Spirit in us.
哥林多后书的八章二节这样说。
Second Corinthians 8, 1 and 2.
他特别是保罗讲到了马其顿的教会。对，他说他们就是在患难中受大试炼的时候，仍有满足的快乐，在极穷之间还格外显出他们乐捐的厚恩。
Moreover, brethren, we made known to you the grace of God bestowed on the churches of Macedonia, and in great trial of affliction, and they have the joy in their hearts.
Yeah, 他说我们其实我们都很明白的。
We understand this.
没有一个人的生活都是一帆风顺的。
None of us has an easy life.
所以有人会因为生病。
Some of us through because of sickness.
或者工作
or
工作压力
or pressure from work,
学习压力
or stress from studies,
夫妻关系
husband, spousal relationships,
亲子关系
parental relationships,
甚至今天的经济形势今天的政治形势
or because of economic situation or political situation,
我们可以找到很多不喜乐的理由。
There's a lot of reason to be unhappy.
我们可能会感觉自己身不由己。
We say that we have no choice.
我们没有办法。
We have, it's not my choice to be not happy.
然后我的心只是被动的被很多事情所带走。
My heart was dragged by other things.
被动的去接受生活当中遇到的一切。
So I can only passively receive things in my life.
我的生命只能够顺其自然。
I can only receive, I'm only a receiver from everything in my life.
如果这样，我们跟不信主的人是没有区别的。
If so, then this, our life is no different with, than other, those people who have no Christ in their lives.
我们信了主以后就要不一样了。
We should be different after we have Jesus in our hearts.
虽然信主以后我们还是有很多的问题。
Though after Christ into our hearts, we still have troubles in, okay, still have troubles in our lives.
但是我们跟他们不同的是我们已经有了神。
But the biggest difference is that we have God in our lives.
我们可以到喜乐的神那里。
We can go to the God of joy.
我们已经成为新造的人。
We are a new creature.
我们可以已经将身体献上，当作活祭献给神了。
We can give up ourselves as a living sacrifice to God.
我们身体的每一个部分，
every part of our body
都是属于主的，
belongs to God.
自然也包括了我们的健康和我们的情绪。
Of course, it also includes our health or our emotions.
身体可以在健康的时候荣耀神。
We can praise God in our health.
身体也可以在疾病的时候荣耀神。
But we can also praise God in our sickness.
我最近在读一本书。
This is a book I've been reading lately.
叫做心灵的重塑。Renovation of heart.
Renovation of heart.
啊，然后他专门讲到了身体，这个讲到了哈，人呢是有身体、思想和灵魂。
Because in the book, you talk about human are made out of three parts, body, soul, and mind.
然后我们的每一个部分其实都会影响到我们的属灵的这个成长。
Every part of the body, mind, or soul will affect our spiritual growth.
它这里特别有一章是讲到了身体与属灵操练的关系。
One chapter talk about the relationship between spiritual discipline and physical body.
就是我们怎么能够超越我们身体的状况。
How can we thrive above our physical condition?
让我们的身体可以成为荣耀神的器皿。
So that our body can be a vessel to praise the Lord.
他建议我们，这本书里面哈，建议我们做一个动作。
The author has a suggestion for each one of us as a motion.
他说至少啊，我们一个每一位弟兄姐妹至少一年你给自己要有一天的时间去退休。
Every year, at least one day per year, you need to have a retreat.
然后退休的时候做什么呢？
And what do you do at a retreat?
就是去做一个献祭的一个动作。
Offer to God.
就是一个献祭啊，就把自己当做一个祭物奉献给神。
Offer yourself to God.
然后他就说你可以躺在床上。
You can lie in your bed.
然后呢整个的身体在神里面去放松。
Relax in the Lord.
然后把你的身体的从头到脚从里到外的一项一项一项一项的把它奉献给神。
From your body from head to toe in and out, offer every part of your body to God.
然后祈求上帝使用我身体的每一个部分。
So may the Lord use every part of your body.
让我身体每一个部分都来荣耀神的名。
Let my every part of my body glorify God.
如果那个时候你正好你的身体没有喜乐。
Maybe at that time you don't have joy in your physical condition.
有可能你那个时候正好头疼。
Maybe you're having a headache that time.
正好脚疼。
Maybe you're having pain in your foot.
正好肚子疼。
Maybe you have a stomach ache.
就把这个疼奉献给上帝。
Offer this pain to God as well.
求神让你在这个痛当中可以去荣耀神。
May you glorify God even through the pain.
让你可以喜乐起来。
So you can remain joyful.
我想这样的一个操练是蛮有意义的。
It is a meaningful discipline.
因为平时我们都是把这段经文，我们把它当作一段经文，留在我们的思想当中。
we always think about this scripture to offer ourselves as a living sacrifice as just a scripture in our head.
我们怎样将这段经文应用在我们的生活当中呢？
But how can we put in application?
我们就可以把我们的痛苦，把我们的身体完全奉献给神。
We can live out our body and then offer our body to God.
然后神他就会为我的每一部分来负责。
And then God will be responsible for every part of your body.
他这里面特别提到了，哪怕是患病。
Even the author says, even through sickness.
哪怕是让人讨厌。
Even though we are detestable.
哪怕是我年纪变老了。
Even though I'm aging.
哪怕我要面对死亡
Maybe I'm facing death.
我把所有的这一切都已经交给神来掌管了
But I lift up everything to God.
所以我就可以在祷告当中安然地享受神的同在
Then I can rejoice and enjoy God's presence in my life.
我们不要惧怕
Do not be afraid.
圣经诗篇四十三篇告诉我们这样说
Psalm 43
他说我的心哪你为何忧闷为何在我里边烦恼？应当仰望神，因我还要赞美他，因为我还要称赞他。他是我脸上的光荣，是我的神。
Verse 5, Why are you downcast, my soul? And why are you disquieted within me? Hope in God, for I shall yet praise him, the help of my countenance and my God.
我们相信神的过程
in our process, in our spiritual walk with God,
其实是一直是在不断认识神的过程
It is a journey of knowing God.
是在不断发现神的过程
It is a journey of discovering God.
也是我们去经历神喜乐的一个过程
Also a journey of experiencing God's joy.
他愿意赐喜乐给我们
God give us joy.
他也应许我们在他里面有满足的喜乐。
He also promises a completion of joy in him.
他也希望我们结出喜乐的果子。
He also wants us to grow the fruit of spirit of joy.
而且去分享喜乐的恩典。
And also share this joy with others.
让我们不要忽略神赐我们喜乐的恩赐。
Do not overlook this gift from God.
不要找借口不喜乐。
Don't make excuses for not being happy.
不要忘记神。
Don't forget about God.
反而去花很多的时间在电影、媒体、旅游、吃喝和旅游、体育锻炼上面。
They spend time with the worldly things like eating, drinking, movie, watching games and footballs and stuff like that.
哇，不错哈！啊，他能记得，鼓掌，鼓掌。
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
今天我跟你们透露一个秘密啊！今天 Ivy 牧师说：“哎呀，我好久没有翻译了，我有点紧张。”我们给他一个鼓掌，好不好
？The inside information is that I come into the chapel and I talk to Pastor Chen. I said I haven't translated for a while. I'm a little bit nervous, and so he was giving me an encouragement.
对，我其实跟我也跟他说，其实我也蛮紧张的。
And then he shared with me that I'm more nervous than you.
啊，我并不是说弟兄姐妹不可以吃喝玩乐哈。
I'm not saying that you cannot enjoy food or drinking.
昨天我们诗班的弟兄姐妹，我们又唱又唱又做游戏又吃又喝，我们其实还吃了蛮多东西的哈。
Yesterday we had a celebration for the choir, those brothers and sisters in choir. We had food, we had games, we had good food together.
啊，我们诗班每个月我们有一次一起练唱，然后一起吃饭的。
Every month we have a practice and also a potluck together.
然后呢，昨天我们就邀请了我们教会的长辈们。让他们也有一次机会一起吃饭。
Yesterday, we also invited the seniors among us and then to have a celebration together.
但是我们不能光停留在吃喝上。
But we cannot remain just at the level of eating and drinking.
我们信神的人要在神里面能够找到满足的喜乐。
We need to find the joy in Christ.
我还是希望最后我们读一段经文。
Let's read a scripture together.
罗马书十四章十七节。
Romans 14:17.
再往下，再往下，再往下。好，对对对，就这个哈。啊，这个有点小哈，我读一下中文的。因为神的国不在乎吃喝，只在乎公义、和平，并圣灵中的喜乐。在这几样上服侍基督的，就为神所喜悦，也为人所称序。
For the kingdom of God is not eating and drinking, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. For he who serves Christ in these things is acceptable to God and approved by man.
好，这里面不单讲到了神的国里面有喜乐。
It's taught not only there's joy in God's kingdom.
啊，在圣灵中的喜乐。
In the joy in spirit.
而且我们要在喜乐的这件事情上，要这个作为我们的一个服事，来服事人，服事神。
But we should also serve others through our joy.
然后这样神也喜悦，也人也开心。
So that not only God is glorified, but also approved by man.
所以我希望我们每位侍奉的同工也都带着喜乐来服事。
So I pray that brother and sister who you're serving, you serve with joy.
也呢，将荣耀归给神。
And glory be to God.
让我们低头祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，我们来到你面前，感谢你。
Father God, we come before you, give you thanks.
谢谢你赐我们喜乐的恩典。
Thank you for the blessing of joy.
有时我们常常忽略这个恩典。
Oftentimes we overlook this blessing.
我们把注意力放在我们的困难上。
We focus on the difficulties in our lives.
放在我们身体的这个需要上。
On our physical needs.
我们愿意来到你的面前。
We are willing to come before you.
我们要来到喜乐的神那里。
We want to come to you, God of joy.
靠主喜乐。
Through you, we can also be joyful.
也在我们喜乐的生命当中。
In our joyful life.
来荣耀神的名。
We can glorify you.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
Amen.
Amen.